With the conflict in Ethiopia widening and the humanitarian crisis growing, the UN Secretary-General addressed the Security Council.
The country is facing an immense humanitarian crisis that demands immediate attention. All efforts should be squarely focused on saving lives and avoiding a massive human tragedy. This makes last Thursday's announcement by the government of Ethiopia to expel 7 senior UN officials, most of them humanitarian staff, particularly disturbing.
But the Ethiopian ambassador then justified those expulsions with new allegations. He claimed that the 7 senior staff had falsified data, inflated humanitarian figures, and even had invented cases of death by starvation.
They were looking to create a Darfur-like situation. They suddenly and overnight created 1 million victims of health disaster.
The Secretary General had taken the unusual step of asking for a right to reply.
And invite the Secretary General of the United Nations.
He demanded that the Ethiopians provide documents to prove their new claims.
We believe Ethiopia is violating international law in doing so. And we are ready to cooperate with the government of Ethiopia in relation to any situation in which the government of Ethiopia feels that any member of the UN is not behaving in total impartiality, in total independence, as humanitarian law prescribes.
As he left the Security Council chamber, he added this.
It's my duty to defend the honour of the United Nations.
The Secretary General has made it clear that he believes a humanitarian catastrophe is unfolding in Ethiopia and urgent international action is needed. However, the Security Council remains divided, and almost a year since the crisis started, Security Council members have only been able to agree one joint statement. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.